Hey, fellow mathers, do you have limited classroom time? Do you want to make the biggest, best impact on your students that you can? Then you need to start here with the Math is Figureoutable Challenge.
It's 3 1-hour sessions of the quickest and most powerful ways to reach the most students with the most math. We're having special guest Jenna Laib. Mark your calendars for May 15th through 17th at 7 p.m. Central and watch this space to find out when registration opens.
If you can't make those times, you'll want to register anyway so you can get access to the session recordings. And now, on to the episode. Hey, fellow mathematicians. Welcome to the short podcast where math is figure-outable. I'm Pam.
And I'm Kim.
And this is a short episode because it's a math strat chat episode where we chat about our math strategies. Because every Wednesday evening, I throw out a math problem on social media and people from around the world chat about the strategies they use and comment on each other's thinking.
All right. So this week, our problem was 81 minus 54. We're wondering how you would solve this problem. Pause, give yourself time to think, and then come on back to hear how we're going to solve it. 81 minus 54.
Okay. I'm going to go first today.
Okay.
So I can think about 81 minus 54 as 9 nines.
Yep.
Subtract 6 nines. But I'm going to choose not to.
Okay.
I'm actually, as soon as I started thinking about nines, I said to myself, actually, 81 is also 3 27s.
Oh, nice. Ooh,
and
I like
54
it.
Is 2 27s. So 3 27s subtract 2 27s, bam, is just 1 27. And I am particularly smiling about that strategy.
Yeah, that's
today.
Really nice.
That makes me happy.
I like.
Thanks, thanks.
I did not think about that. Which,
which is also
because the nines, right?
Yeah, it's also the three nines if I'd subtracted 9 nines minus 6 nines. Yeah.
Super nice.
Woo!
I love it. Thanks. I love it. Okay. I'm gonna go 81 minus 54 is equivalent to 80 minus 53. So I'm gonna shift those
down
a little
bit.
Why? You hate my thinking?
Well,
all right, so 80 minus 53, I know is 27 because why do I know that? Because I
yeah,
know.
See,
I
why do you know that?
I know because I play a heavy need a lot.
But do you play a heavy need with a total of 80?
No, but because I've played with 100 and with 10, then that informs every other multiple of 10 in the world.
I mean, so literally you don't think like 80 minus 60 minus 7 more or
no.
80 minus 50 and then plot back the 3. You don't do any of that.
No.
Yeah. So I appreciate your constant different strategy of thinking about 81 minus 54 as the equivalent 80 minus 53. If I was going to do constant difference, I would have shoved those both up 6 and turned that into 87 minus 60.
Also legal.
which I think is just totally easier to think about than 80 minus 53. But to each his own. It's okay.
Yeah.
It's all good.
Maybe because I'm not writing anything down. And so shifting up 6, then the two numbers I'd have to think about more than the shift of 1 down.
Yeah, but like I get that. But 87 minus 60 is so much easier for me to think about than 80 minus 53.
Yeah. You know what's super cool is that when you have done some work with numeracy and you have a variety of strategies, we're saying things like, I prefer this one for these numbers and I like this one, but oh, I follow you on this one. Like that's what we want. Right? For adults, for kids, we want them to have so many different strategies
choices.
Like you have choice. What do you want to do?
Yeah.
And
you're
you don't
empowered.
Have to my choice.
Exactly. You're empowered because you have choice. It's not choice if you've only got one thing, especially if you don't even understand that thing.
I know. All right, listeners, we want to know what your choice is. Will you share it with us? Take a picture of your work, write something down so we can see what you did and tell everyone on social media. Invite others to join Math Strat Chat. Make sure you comment on other people's thinking.
And I love the fact that we have teachers. I'll shout out Adina the other day, threw out a math strat chat problem to her class and posted her class's strategies in their handwriting. That was fantastic.
Yeah, cool.
Please consider doing some of that. While you're there, tag me and use the hashtag math strat chat and check out our next math strat chat problem that we post Wednesday evenings around 7 p.m. Central Time. And then come back here to hear how we're thinking about the problem. We love having you as part of the Math is Figureoutable movement. Let's keep spreading the word that math is figure-outable. Thank you for listening and making math more figure-outable.
Remember, we're going to be opening registration for the Math is Figure-Outable Challenge soon. Mark your calendar for May 15th through 17th. You are not going to want to miss these free PD evenings where you'll learn 4 routines you need in your classroom that are naturally engaging and encourage students to think mathematically.
And remember, if you can't make those times, registering gets you access to the recordings. Keep making math figure outable.